of Islam.
Islam, like any precious gem, has many beautiful facets. Let's explore the facets of Islam.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, and for the next few minutes, we're going to be exploring one of the beautiful facets of Islam. And this particular one I call inclusive. Because we see Islam as being all-inclusive. As we've discovered in some of the other facets, all of the universe is a part of Islam. Islam being the verb or action, aslama, and that is that someone is, or something is, surrendering and submitting to the will of the Almighty, doing what God wants it to do on His terms. So, the universe, the heavens, the earth, and everything in between, the mountains, the rivers, the streams, the trees, the flowers, are all doing what God wants them to do. Therefore, all of this is in Islam. But now I want to particularly talk about the human being and how inclusive Islam is here. Because Adam, being the first of the human beings, was doing what God wanted him to do. Of course, until he made his mistake, but the point is that he was obeying God. And in that sense, he was in Islam. When he made his mistake and ate from the fruit, he was still in Islam because he did the thing that Islam calls for. That when you make a mistake, you repent, you turn back to God and ask him to forgive you. This is what Adam did. This is what Eve did. They repented and they were forgiven because God forgives. So from them, and this is what's important to know, from them came all human beings. But yet all of them are included when Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, O you human beings. He says here, O human beings, have full regard and be dutiful to your Lord, who created all of you from a single soul, wahid, one. This clearly establishes the inclusiveness of Islam, because when it says the one, it's talking about Adam, and clearly from Adam until now, all of us are being addressed by the statement, Ya ayyuhan nas. It means, O humans, God is speaking to you, telling you about the need for you to have the proper relationship for your Lord. It's amazing. What's really nice here now is that I can understand, regardless of the time, anywhere in history, even before Muhammad, peace be upon him, a person could be in God's religion. Because the religion with God is monotheism and submission to him. He tells us about the people before, the people who were here before Muhammad, peace be upon him. Those referred to in the Quran as the Ahl, people of the Kitab, book, meaning people of scripture, Jews, Christians, and any who followed this scripture. He tells us that these people who came before, they didn't separate, they didn't divide up until these proofs came to them. And that's when they divided themselves up and went into these schisms, these very sects of belief that they had, or disbelief, if you will. And he says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ دِينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And people were not commanded anything more than to worship their God alone, Hunefa, in monotheism. To establish the regular worship, to pay the poor due, the charity. And this is the true religion, or the true way, the true deen of Islam. And the word that was used here in Arabic is deen. I want to focus on that word, deen, because again, it's a part of the inclusiveness of Islam. You see, if we go back to the people of the book, we find that that word was used before, the same word. If you look, for instance, in the New Testament, in the book called the Acts of the Apostles, this is the fifth book in the New Testament after Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then this book, the Acts of the Apostles. And here we find this word being used real clear by Paul. Paul is telling the people that he used to persecute the followers of Jesus. He says he used to persecute them, meaning to abuse them physically to the extent, he says, he even persecuted them to death. But look what he calls them. He calls them the people of the way. And that word, way, is capitalized. It's a big W. If you look in the translations, it has a big W when it says way. The reason is because it was understood by the translators to be a proper noun. It was the name of the religion of the people of Jesus. They called themselves Ahl Din, people of the way. That's what Muslims call themselves today, Ahl Din, people of the way. And that's what Allah is telling us in the Quran, that all of these people were Ahl Din, people of this way. What way are we talking about? The way of understanding that God is one, and then submitting in pure and beautiful surrender to His will and peace, showing a person what they need to do. And as they do it, that way that they're doing it, to the best of their ability, that's deen, that's their way. And this is inclusive because, as we said, it doesn't just come with Islam in the desert 1400 years ago. It goes all the way back, the time of Jesus, the time of Moses, the time of Abraham, and the time of Adam. Inclusive. Everybody has a chance. Everybody has the opportunity to be in this way, in this deen. Now, as we mentioned, the people, the tribes, it also includes all ages, whether if it's a small child or somebody very, very old. In the case of the small child, as soon as they are born, they are considered in Islam, regardless of the religion of the parents. I really like this, because the parent could be a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Christian. They could be any of the different sects of Christianity. They could be Jewish. They could be so many other things, the parents. But the child, at the moment of birth, immediately is considered as someone in the proper deen, the proper way of submission to God or Islam. I like that because when you reflect on it, consider this. A woman has a child and something happens, the child dies. Any woman would be distraught and upset. And we would agree that, you know, this is hard for her to endure. But now you're going to come to her and talk to her about where her child is. According to the other religions, they will insist that the child need to have been baptized or inducted into their faith, or the parents have to be of the particular faith. But Islam is saying it doesn't matter. We know the child went to paradise. So regardless, the woman would find that whatever her religion was, her child is in paradise, is in heaven. And isn't that better? Certainly, that makes me feel better. I know if I had to tell a woman that had just lost her child, if I have to tell her that her child went to hell, I don't think I want to tell them that, do you? But you don't have to, because Islam is clear. The child is innocent of whatever other religion the parents had. The child is in paradise. And that's because Islam is inclusive. And that's just one of the many facets. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more about the facets of Islam.